I will show here my simple implementation of the so-called Wi-Fi Manager. Wi-Fi Manager on the Arduino R4, which is a mechanism that allows you to pair the Arduino with our Wi-Fi network in the style of Tesmoda pairing. That is, first the Arduino is in open access point mode, to which you can connect and enter the data of our Wi-Fi network, and then the Arduino joins our network, while still maintaining a web page with a form, where you can change the Wi-Fi bearings, enter a new password and SSID, or return to AP mode. In addition, the Library 2 allows you to reset the Wi-Fi setting via an optional button on the selected Arduino GPIO. This functionality is offered, among others, by the ready-made Wi-Fi manager from GitHub. But it does not support Arduino R4 Wi-Fi at the moment. So here I will show my simple equivalent of this library, much truncated, but still functional. Design requirements. Before implementation, it's a good idea to set some simple goals that will make up the finished product. In this case, I highlighted the following. Arduino must boot by default in open access point mode, or with a password, so that the first configuration is possible. Arduino must offer a page where you can enter the SSID and password of the target Wi-Fi. Arduino must remember the settings after power loss, so we must save them to EEPROM. Arduino must offer the ability to reset the settings in case of failure. E.g., Arduino must offer the possibility of resetting the settings in case of failure. E.g., loss of router. For example, by pressing a button on one of the GPIOs, the configuration page must work both in AP mode and in STA. Moreover, in STA, it must also offer the possibility of disconnection from the selected Wi-Fi. Return to AP mode. Additionally, I gave myself one more goal, also quite important, although overlooked by beginners, and that is, the whole thing would be nice to pack in some convenient classes, so that you can use it in different projects. Used HTTP library. To make my task easier, I intend to use an additional library to handle HTTP, namely Quicksander work. After my corrections, it is compatible with R4, Arduino R4 Wi-Fi, and Arduino HTTP server. Corrections, startup. Usage examples. Use example. This time, let's start in reverse. Let's think about what we would want our program to look like once the library is ready. Everything needs to be tucked away in classes. We want to have little code in setup and loop. I would see it roughly like this. The effect of running this on the Arduino should be the presence of an AP with the name specified in the code. After connecting to it, and entering the password specified in the code, it should be possible to open a page with IP 192.168.4.1, where you can give the bearings of our Wi-Fi network. After entering the data and approving it, the Arduino should connect to it. Now the configuration page should be available under the new IP assigned by DHCP. Its appearance should also change to some extent. Here, you can either disconnect from the current Wi-Fi, return to AP mode, or change to a different Wi-Fi network. Implementation of settings. Maybe let's start with how to store the settings in the EEPROM. You will need a structure, preferably with a simple checksum to verify its correctness. In the structure, I put the data separately for both Wi-Fi modes and, in addition, the information which is now active. Then I wrapped it in a class. In this class, there will be methods operating on the settings. I guess you should start with a method that counts a simple checksum. I've decided to make it as simple as possible. I'm going byte by byte through the structure fields here and adding up their values. I skip the last field, which is the CRC. Let me remind you that size of returns the byte size of a given type. This is done at compile time. Now you can use the CRC when reading and writing data to the Arduino's EEPROM. When reading, we read the CRC from memory and count it too, and then compare these values. if they are different. It means that something went wrong. When writing to EPROM, we just